LAPD declares several anti-ICE protests unlawful assemblies on third day of protests. Los Angeles, several hundred protesters waving Mexican flags demonstrated against immigration, customs, and enforcement raids at a federal building in downtown Los Angeles on June 8 for the third day in a row. Against a backdrop of anti-ICE graffiti lining the walls of the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building, which houses the Department of Homeland Security and various other federal agencies on Alameda Street, dozens of federal officers, including the California National Guard, formed a defensive perimeter around the facility where protesters gathered within yards of the entrance. The protesters shouted expletive-laden anti-police and ICE rhetoric over bullhorns and then carried signs denouncing the ICE raids. One protester jumped to the roof of a white minivan parked near the facility, holding a sign that read, "National Guard LOL." The LAPD said in a morning post on X, "Everyone has the right to peacefully assemble and voice their opinions. However, vandalizing property and attempting to seriously injure officers, whether federal or LAPD, is not peaceful." However, hours later, the demonstration turned for the worse when the actions of some protesters disturbed the public order, blocking traffic, throwing objects like rocks and bottles at officers, escalating the confrontation with law enforcement with some injuries and property damage. At about 1:30 p.m., a Los Angeles Police Department helicopter circled the area blasting a warning that the gathering had been declared an unlawful assembly and gave the crowd 15 minutes to disperse because the protests had escalated to include acts that posed a threat to public safety. More than an hour later, as protesters refused to disperse as ordered, LAPD officers arrived on the scene in riot gear. Some of the protesters rushed towards the skirmish line and officers backed away a few hundred feet, forming a solid line across a freeway overpass. The LAPD fired flashbangs and other non-lethal weapons between themselves and the protesters to deter the crowd. Along Alameda Street, protesters blocked westbound traffic while some used their cars to create deliberate roadblocks. Dozens stayed on the scene, some throwing items, including water bottles, at LAPD officers. At least one agitator was arrested. Several protesters concealed their identities wearing masks and gloves. Crowds soon moved to the Alameda overpass, relieving the federal officers and National Guardsmen who were protecting the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building. Two other simultaneous protests in nearby Boyle Heights and near Los Angeles City Hall were also declared unlawful assemblies due to the threat of violence. With unlawful assembly declarations, police are authorized to disperse crowds and arrest those who remain in violation of the order. Federal versus state. President Donald Trump has directed top military officials and prosecutors to liberate Los Angeles amid ongoing riots by those physically opposing the ICE raids to remove illegal immigrants with deportation orders. Trump had warned that California officials who work against deportations of illegal aliens could face federal charges. In a statement on June 8, California Governor Gavin Newsom asked for withdrawal of the National Guardsmen and has called Trump's deployment of the National Guard inflammatory. Donald Trump has manufactured a crisis and is inflaming conditions. If he can't solve it, we will, Newsom posted on X. To the bad actors fueling Trump's flames, California will hold you accountable. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt released a statement on June 7th accusing violent mobs of attacking ICE agents and federal law enforcement agents for carrying out basic deportation operations in Los Angeles. These operations are essential to halting and reversing the invasion of illegal criminals into the United States, she wrote. Leavitt accused Democrat California's feckless Democrat leaders of abdicating their responsibility to protect their citizens. That is why President Trump has signed a presidential memorandum deploying 2,000 National Guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester. The Trump administration has a zero-tolerance policy for criminal behavior and violence, especially when that violence is aimed at law enforcement officers trying to do their jobs. These criminals will be arrested and swiftly brought to justice. Bill Asaley, U.S. attorney representing California's Central District, warned on June 7th in an X post that anyone who obstructs federal agents will be arrested. Federal law enforcement operations are proceeding as planned this weekend in Los Angeles County. I urge the public to refrain from interfering with these lawful actions, Asaley wrote. Anyone who obstructs federal agents will face arrest and prosecution. City News Service contributed to this report.